water carriers who accompany the British troops in India are called beasties. They are so faithful and devoted in the performance of their duties that the English soldiers become very much attached to them. You may talk of gin and beer when you're quartered safe out here and you're sent to penny fights and Aldershot it, but when it comes to slaughter, you will do your work on water, and you'll lick the bloomin' boots of him that's got it. Now in India's sunny clime, where I used to spend my time a servant of Her Majesty the Queen, of all them black-faced crew, the finest man I knew was our regimental beastie, Gunga Dean. He was Dean, 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 you limpin' lump of brick dust, Gunga Dean. Aye, slippery, hither ow, water, get it, any low, you squidgy-nosed old idol, Gunga Dean. The uniform he wore was nothing much before, and rather less than half of that behind. For a piece of twisty rag and a goatskin water bag was all the field equipment he could find. When the sweating troop train lay on a siding through the day, where the heat would make your bloomin' eyebrows crawl, we shouted, "Harry boy!" till our throats were bricky dry. Then we whopped him, cause he couldn't serve us all. It was Dean, Dean, Dean! You heathen, where the mischief have you been? You put some jolly in it, or I'll marry you this minute if you don't fill up my helmet, Gunga Dean. He would doff and carry one till the longest day was done, and he didn't seem to know the use of fear. If we charged or broke or cut, you could bet your bloomin' nut he'd be waiting 50 paces, right flank rear. With his mussick on his back, he would skip with our attack and watch us till the bugles made retire. And for all his dirty eyes, he was white, clear white inside. When he went to tend the wounded under fire, it was Dean, 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 with the bullets kicking dust spots on the green. When the cartridges ran out, you could hear the front file shout, "Aye, ammunition mules and Gunga Dean!" I shan't forget the night when I dropped behind the fight with a bullet where my belt plate should have been. I was choking, mad with thirst, and the man that spied me first was our good old grinnin', gruntin' Gunga Dean. He lifted up my head, and he plugged me where I bled, and he gav me half a pint of water. Green, it was crawling, and it stunk, but of all the drinks I've drunk, I'm grateful as to one from Gunga Dean. It was Dean, 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 here's a beggar with a bullet through his spleen, he's jawing up the ground, and he's kicking all around, for God's sake, get the water, Gunga Dean. He carried me away to where a dooley lay, and a bullet come and drilled the beggar clean. He put me safe inside, and just before he died, "I hope you like your drink," says Gunga Dean. So I'll meet him later on at the place where he is gone, where it's always double drill and no canteen. He'll be squatting on the coals, giving drink to poor damn souls, and I'll get a swig in hell from Gunga Dean. Yes, Dean, 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 your Lazarusian leather, Gunga Dean, though I've belted you and flayed you, by the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Dean.